If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at InnovativeWellness.Center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. InnovativeWellness.Center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. InnovativeWellness.Center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
Hello, hello. Welcome in. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. Today, Ricky T's venturing around the world, the country. Not quite sure where. He'll be back next week. I believe I'll also be with you a couple days from now as well. But a lot to get to. NFL world really starting to move. I don't think it matters what time of the year it is. NFL is king in terms of the news cycle, and who cares about what's happening in the world. Major League Baseball, I struggle to remember a season in which I think there's so many teams out there that could possibly make it far into October. A lot of even kind of parity going on. There's a lot of teams between about 65 and 71 wins. Brandon Ayuk saga out here in San Francisco continuing to, I don't even think I would use the term heat up, because it's every time something happens, then it doesn't happen, then it does happen, then it doesn't happen. Just make a decision already. Whether I'm talking to the Niners or Brandon Ayuk, doesn't really matter. Both of them need to make some sort of a decision. Sam Darnold, now the starting quarterback for the Vikings. J.J. McCarthy out for the year. Mark Andrews in a car crash this morning. Hopefully he's doing okay. Ja'Marr Chase not at practice. Like I said, a lot going on in the NFL. Stacked guest list today. J.D. Sharp, Pro Wagering, coming up next. Charity Morgan, Vegan Chef. It's got a new show coming out on HBO Max. Talk to her at 11:25. Pat Harris, Assistant Director of Hard Knocks, coming up at 11:40. We'll be back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues? Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Hour two of Titillating Sports. You thought it couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Couldn't get any better, but it's better. Rick Tittle is back. He's so great. I can't believe how awesome he is. More sports talk, yes. Hour two of Titillating Sports.
I am so excited to be back on the Rick Peters Show.
Welcome back in. Thanks for joining us. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle today. Joining us next here, JD Sharp from Pro Wagering. JD, what's shaking?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Would you rather start with some daily lines or you want to go big picture baseball? I was kind of saying in the open, it seems like maybe one of the first seasons I can remember in baseball where there's no really clear-cut favorite. I mean, I guess, always the Yankees and Dodgers dominate the media headlines, but if you look at the records, you could even throw Cleveland in there, which I feel like nobody's talking about.
These teams are very, very bad.
Hey, JD, I think I'm. Can you give me one more try here? I'm losing you a little bit.
That's nice.
All right. Well, not sure what's happening there, but it seems like JD's phone's having a little bit of an issue. We'll try to get him back in a second here. As I was saying, feel like Cleveland, nobody's really talking about. And, you got the Orioles who made a bunch of trades at the trade deadline. Everybody's always talking about the Yankees and the Dodgers and, et cetera. But it just feels a lot like it could really be anybody's game. I mean, you got the Phillies, the Brewers, nobody's really made any noise about. And then the Astros are kind of picking up steam. I feel like at the trade deadline, you know, hey, JD, we got you? Yeah, there we go. I got you. Oh, no. We don't got you again.
Dude.
There we go. Hold on, hold on.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
I
feel like this phone line is like part of the Biden administration or something. All right. I don't know. I don't think it's going to work. Anyway, as I was saying, that's how we do it here at Sports Byline. Just got to roll with things. And, you know, sometimes the phone line, not so great. Life goes on. But anyways, watching the Giants on a regular basis has not been all that fun. You got the Padres, the Dodgers, and the Diamondbacks are all kind of fighting things out in terms of the NL West. Brewers are kind of, you know, fairly ahead in the Central. And then in the East, you know, I feel like everybody's talked about the Phillies as one of the best teams, you know, going. But the Braves are right there, and they've sort of struggled throughout the season, and it doesn't seem like anybody's really counted them in, but they're right there. They're playing the Giants right now. We've watched them the last couple nights, and they've added a lot of guys from teams that were not playing well, such as like Whit Merrifield. And I think Giants fans out here are still not necessarily happy about the Jorge Soler trade. You know, he's crushing it since he went over to Atlanta. I really think that they might end up winning that division and sort of forcing the Phillies back into the wild card. But you never know. And then when you move over to the American League, it's all Yankees and Judge. But the Orioles have made so many trades throughout during the trade deadline. They've got so many young players that they've added, and when you have an ace like Corbin Burnes that just is almost so nasty that you can't hit him when he's on, of course. You know, I think they're a real player, and then as I mentioned to JD before, you know, his phone decided to not do great. The Indians, I'm still calling them the Indians. I know it's not politically correct or whatever, but they're still, to me, the Guardians, whatever. They've got 71 wins, and nobody's really talked about them. The Fighting Steven Vogts, as Jeff Rich, who you can catch on Sports Overnight America, Mondays and Tuesday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, a big Cleveland guy. The Fighting Vogts are right there, and I bet you if you tried to name 5 to 7 players off of that team, you probably couldn't. Yet they're tied for, you know, the best record in the league. So I think baseball in general has been sort of a crapshoot, so to speak, and you know, I just don't think I don't think there's any way that you can necessarily lean and say, hey, they're for sure in, they're for sure out, and you know, this is. And the other thing is, you know, it really just depends. I'm still sort of waiting, right? We're in August, and I think anybody that watches baseball on a regular basis knows there's going to be a team that gets hot right about now, maybe in the next couple weeks, headed into September, and then as they get into the playoffs, that's the team that you don't want to face. Who's it going to be? That's yet to be seen. But, you know, it almost always happens. And I think when you get into short series, especially, you know, anything can happen. And it really depends on the pitching, as, you know, us here in San Francisco are very aware of. 3 World Series in 5 years with essentially no you know, star hitters whatsoever to speak of, but they rode Kane, Lincecum, Baumgartner to three World Series and a solid bullpen. So we'll see how that all shakes out. While I have a few minutes here of an open segment still, I'm going to hop into football real quick. Brandon Ayuk, the Niners, saga, what's going to happen? I don't think anybody's really sure of that. It's sort of bizarre because I feel like the way you look at it, you would think if he was going to be traded, he would have already been traded, right? But I don't – the way that the whole thing reads to me is I don't think he necessarily wants to be a 49er. I don't necessarily think that he doesn't want to be a 49er, but I think it doesn't matter. He just wants to get paid and he wants to, you know, quote-unquote – I'll give air quotes, not that you can see him, but respect of a higher paid contract and, you know, sort of different things that come along with that. I think that that's sort of turned into maybe the direction that it's headed. I'm not sure what the 49ers want to do. They have so many good players that need contracts coming up that they've already paid to give contracts to. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I think in general, though, if you're a 49ers fan, you can all just be happy, as he was on the team last year, that Sam Darnold is not your starting quarterback and that you have Brock Purdy, who will also get paid soon. Anyways, coming up next, Charity Morgan, vegan chef. We will talk to her about her new show, and hopefully her phone line's a little bit better than JD Sharp's. Daniel Ogden for Rick Tittle on a Wednesday. Coming right back. Sports Byline.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle, not Dominic Jimenez, but the rejoins either say Rick Tittle or Dominic Jimenez, and Air Force Ones just sounded better to me, so decided to go with that. We're still waiting on our next guest, Chef Charity Morgan. Little background, being a Jaguars fan, her husband, Derek Morgan, played for the Tennessee Titans for about 9 years. Very familiar with him in not the best way. He was a good player. Jaguars and Titans, not huge fans of each other. If she does call us, not sure that I'll bring that up. But I will tell her that I'm not a vegan, so we'll see how that goes as well. I think it'll be fine. Anyways, back to the rant I was on. Sam Darnold is now a starting quarterback in the NFL. We have not even started the season. Last season, anybody paying attention, I think, you know, halfway through the season, we were sort of stuck with a myriad of quarterbacks like Tyson Bagent, Tommy DeVito. I don't believe we got as far as Ben DiNucci, but you know, it took Joe Flacco coming in, saving the day for Cleveland. Can something like that happen again? Possibly. Flacco's won a Super Bowl, though. Sam Darnold, not so much. Vikings' luck, not great when it comes to quarterbacks. Cousins was tearing it up last year. Gets hurt. Ends the season. And then leaves for Atlanta and a ton of money. To go into Kirk Cousins real quick, I actually am high on the Falcons. I think they're going to be pretty good this year. I'm interested to see if Kyle Pitts ever comes to fruition now that he has a quarterback, and I think Drake London is in line for a huge, huge season. So that should be you know, something Atlanta fans maybe can look forward to, but who knows? We'll see. I'm still just sort of confounded here by the Brandon Ayuk situation in San Francisco. It's like you've had the whole offseason to sort of get it figured out. Nothing's happened. Nobody really knows what's going on either side. He's posted a bunch of stuff on social media. His girlfriend at the end of the season posted something about not wanting to come back. Just really dumbfounding as far as, you know, really what's kind of going on behind the scenes. And I know, knowing the 49ers organization pretty well, Parag has probably got like 9 million different spreadsheets with different possible contract extensions up that he's going over, trying to make sure that, you know, they get the best deal for themselves cap wise, etc. So we'll see how it plays out. As far as the actual season goes, I thought it was kind of interesting. I'm not a big preseason guy. I don't watch a lot of it. But sort of my takeaway from the preseason week one, a lot more starters, you know, than I thought played. I mean, I thought it was pretty interesting. Trevor Lawrence and Pat Mahomes both played in the Chiefs-Jags game. I think, you know, maybe we're sort of starting to see a shift in the way. Oh, we do have our guest. All right. I'll get back to that later, but joining us now, we have Chef Cherry Morgan on the line. Chef Morgan, how are you today?
Hi, I'm doing excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Probably not as good as you, though, with the show coming up. I'm guessing you're pretty excited for August 22nd.
I am so excited. I can't even contain my excitement right now.
And for everybody listening, the show is Unbelievably Vegan with Chef Charity. It debuts August 22nd on Max, so make sure to check that out. And I guess my first question when it comes to food here, I'll give you a quick little background, and then I'll ask a question. I'm not vegan. I have had sort of experience with friends that are vegan, that have come to visit, etc. I sort of went with cauliflower buffalo wings in an effort to, cater to them. Do you have any advice for future situations like that on dishes that would be possible in sort of the same realm?
I always try to figure out my person, like who, what do they like? I always ask my people. Like I have twin nephews coming in town tomorrow. They're adults. But I was like, hey, what's your food request? That's what I always tell them. And it's usually, they'll rapid fire. Hey, can you make this, that? And I always start with the person, but I will say tacos never disappoint anyone.
Okay. So actually same situation, same, friends. We did end up with, I think at some point it was jackfruit tacos. Those were pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
I love a jackfruit taco with barbecue sauce. I'll actually smoke mine in my pit and then I will toss it in barbecue sauce and then I'll make a homemade ranch and then I'll make a coleslaw and put that on top of it instead of lettuce and tomato. Oh my gosh, my kids love that.
Well, and if you know if the kids love it, then it's pretty much a winner anywhere, right?
It's approved.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Culinary degree from the Cordon Bleu. I mean, you have a great background. I'll also throw in, I'm a Jaguar fan, so I'm very familiar with your husband in not a good way because he was a good player, and I'm not a huge Titans person, but he was a great player. But what sort of kind of led you down this journey in the path that you're on now?
Him. And then I love that you love the Jaguars because then you understand football and you understand how it's people always talking and celebrating about the men that make it into the NFL. And that is such just an iconic moment for that person. But what people rarely talk about is that the statistics of staying in the NFL is out the league within 2 to 3 years. So the main objective once you get into the NFL, and I would say mainly every athlete understands this, it's all about staying in the NFL because now you're competing at such a higher rate of so many people that are the elite players of what you were at your college. Now you're playing with hundreds of these guys.
Yeah, well, and two to 3 years, that's about average, if even that. I mean, I feel like there's a lot of players that maybe break in, don't even make rosters, et cetera. So
they end up on the practice squad and That's their journey for the NFL.
Yeah, well, and then also I think something that probably a lot of people don't necessarily think about is their lives after football and the paths that they end up down but that all sort of starts by keeping yourself healthy and your mind right and your body right. And I'm sure that in a rigorous schedule like that, it's tough to do. So you help, I'm sure you, obviously during his playing career, but you help other players. in terms of nutritional aspects, and then obviously the documentary, The Game Changers, that you were in. So can you maybe tell us a little bit about what it's like to, you know, sort of help people down their nutritional benefit journeys?
Well, it all stems with one word, and it's inflammation. Guys get to the NFL with injuries that they've had since college and high school. I mean, it's such a, you know, high impact sport, and you're signing that waiver when you get to the NFL. Hey, you're playing at 100% injury prone sport. So at the end of the day, these guys understand what's at stake. And as long as you keep your injuries down and your inflammation, which is inflammation leads to injury, then a lot of these vet players understand that. The longer you're in the league, the more you learn, you understand, hey, this isn't about just raw talent anymore, because everybody here is playing with raw talent. Now it's going to take so much more to get me, you know, to play. You, nobody wants to sit on the bench. Nobody wants, that's no one's dream goal. You want to play and play as much as you can. And so when my husband started, he started for a competitive edge. And the more, you know, as time evolves and people start seeing the statistics and the science, and they're realizing, hey, I used to eat like this when I was in college, but I'm not in college anymore. I'm like, those players are out there to hurt you. They are coming for, like, they have a contract out to hurt you. So you better be prepared. So what is going to keep you prepared? And you just have to be more innovative with your approach. You cannot go in every single year thinking that you could play the same way you played last year. And that's what helped my husband to go, you know what? I need to change the way I eat.
That's great. I'm so sorry. We're running up against a network break, so I got to get out of here. But Unbelievably Vegan, Chef Charity, August 22nd, HBO Max. Check it out, please. I'm very sorry. Take care. Thank you.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle today. Joining us next, we have the assistant director of Hard Knocks, which I think I can say as a football fan, that's something that most football fans look forward to pretty much every season. It's become just a really popular show and also a sign that football is right around the corner. And joining us now to talk a little bit about it, like I said, Assistant Director Pat Harris. Pat, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Doing fantastic. So how many seasons of this have you worked on? And I guess my first question would be, what's like, I feel like most people think maybe the most challenging thing would be like dealing with the players and the coaches having the cameras around. Is that accurate, or is it more of something that's a production issue, like making sure that you get the right footage that you need?
Well, so this has been my, I've been on 9 of the last 10 Hard Knocks. I started out in Houston, took a bit of a break to have my son with Dallas. So I've been going at it for, it's
congrats,
crazy to say out loud. Thank you. I would say the trickiest part, it's a good question. I think for one, it's the crew. It's, I think, being away from our lives and our family and almost getting comfortable in a hotel for 7 weeks. That's always tricky. And, you know, probably similar to the players, you're just kind of deep in it. We kind of forget what days of the week it is. The only time we're reminded is when we go out to eat after practice and we realize it's either really crowded or really not crowded. So that's just something we get used to. I think for us, it's trying to find just, I think, memorable moments and capture the right moments throughout camp. When good things happen, we want to make sure we're in position to cover it. So there's a lot of prep that goes into that. So I think we're constantly honing, you know, kind of that footage and coverage plan. So we're constantly have our cameras in the right spots for when moments pop up all throughout camp.
Yeah, well, and I guess I'll ask, I mean, obviously, and we'll get to this season in just a second, and covering the Bears is probably pretty cool. I mean, it's just an iconic franchise. Any of the, I guess, I don't know what the right word is, but I feel like people use the term kind of helmet teams. You know, there's just something a little bit different about, like, those franchises as a whole. But maybe what was your favorite season that you were a part of and why?
Houston's hard to top. I mean, for me personally, is my first one, first time being like around a team like that. Coming from football background in college, it was first time being around NFL players and seeing that. And looking back, that was probably one of the most iconic ones between the personalities of Bill O'Brien, J.J. Watt, Vince Wilfork, like all these different guys. So that was a big one. And then for me, Tampa was another great one. Had some really great personalities with Jameis Winston, Gerald McCoy. I was really close with Riley Bulla there, who became a big character, surprisingly, or kind of out of the blue for us. He was an awesome person to follow and also made the practice squad. So those are kind of the two that still stick in my head and kind of hold a special place in my heart.
And we're talking to the assistant director of Hard Knocks, Pat Harris, here. I'm going to follow up one more question on that, completely aside from the actual show. Favorite city that you did the show in?
Ooh, good question. I would say Newport Beach was hard to beat. We did that for the Rams one.
Nice.
That just the vibe and the atmosphere, being able to go to the beach was great. Being an East Coast guy, I live in Philly, so I have that, but not the weather's a little bit different out there. In terms of food, I think Cleveland was a very surprise food city for us. We stayed downtown, and that was a lot of fun to be around.
Interesting, interesting. And if you're a Philly guy, cheesesteaks, what's your spot?
I love D'Alessandro's, and then Angelo's is a place that's kind of been blowing up probably the last year or two in the Italian market that has awesome pizza and cheesesteaks.
Okay, I'll definitely have to check that one out next time I'm in Philly. I think the last time we were there, we did Jim's, so was not bad at all.
Not at all.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. But anyway, getting to this season of Hard Knocks, you know, tell us maybe just a little broad overview of what it's been like to be around the Bears. And, I mean, they've got to have sort of a little bit of a renewed optimism, I guess, with all the young talent that they have coming in. And, you know, maybe the first time in I guess you could argue with Fields, you know, there was hope, but maybe the first time in the last few seasons at least where there's sort of a light at the end of the tunnel for those fans.
Yeah, the experience has been great so far. I think they welcomed us with open arms from top down, ownership, front office, coaches, and that trickles down to the players, where the players have been very receptive to us being around. I think the one thing that stood out that's different from other teams I've been around is just the appreciation for the history around here. I'm sitting in a conference room looking at giant bobbleheads of Bill George and Sid Luckman, so you can just tell how much they appreciate their past. But still have a positive outlook to the future. And they're constantly, I mean, the facility here is incredible. I think that blew a lot of us away. Just having never been here before, I think it's top of the line everywhere you look. So that was really great. And then, yeah, I think it's been fun to see the optimism that is around the team. I think we always love that for Hard Knocks, is that we're there, almost being there a year before a team blows up, if that makes sense. So we really feel like, you know, the team is on the cusp of something great here, and everything we've seen reflects that. So that's always fun for us to be around, just because there's a really cool energy amongst the players with that.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just a quick tidbit I'll share. I had, you know, Patrick Mahomes sitting at my table when he was undrafted. So I definitely get that when you're like, oh, we're there before they become, you know, who they end up becoming. And it's just, there's not much of a better feeling, right? Especially when you're a behind-the-scenes producer, you know, producer, director, et cetera. Like, and then also you're, especially with this show for you, you're sort of telling the story in a way that, you know, maybe you view it, and then also the other people that are working on the show view it, and then, you know, obviously just hoping that the fans enjoy the story that you've told.
No question, no question. I think part of the story is that excitement of like, hey, the past hasn't been what we wanted, but there is incredible reason for optimism. You know, we're not trying to make up a story and say that there isn't, but there, I mean, you really look on paper, and this is probably one of the more impressive rosters in the league. So I think it's always great when we can get in with an early round quarterback, just because you kind of get to tag along as they kind of figure out the NFL, get their feet wet, and yeah, there is that ultimate optimism for every franchise that we've done that with.
And you know, kind of moving forward with the rest of the season of the show, is there anything specifically that you're maybe looking to spotlight that you haven't gotten to, or, you know, sort of an ongoing storyline that you sort of have started, or that you really want to see follow through? Or are you just still kind of letting everything, you know, play out? Where are you in terms of production, et cetera?
Yeah, I would say that the joint practice coming up with the Bengals tomorrow, that's always really fun for us. I think that creates a new level of competition. Yeah, I think for the players, it's a different opponent, and that reflects in the footage that we get. That always becomes almost like a mini game for us throughout the show. So those are always exciting when we have that. A little teaser, I think we're hoping to introduce a new weapon that the Bears have this year, which would be kind of fun. And I think it's following, you know, continuing to see how some of these veterans and some of these star players, kind of just different layers of their story as we continue throughout camp. So I think we kind of keep our eyes open for different people that pop up, and we'll always, you know, kind of, I think Bayless Jones was one today from his press conference. His bite about his ferret crash really kind of blew up with the local media. So that's something that we're just going to, you know, keep seeing what Bayless has going on and just trying to keep making him a character. But I think it's always fun finding personalities and just people that pop up in natural ways throughout camp.
Yeah, do you think I mean, I'm not 100% sure on this, and this is probably more of a generalization, but just covering teams in the past myself, it seems like there's always sort of a couple personalities that are like maybe not really well known names that just end up being like, you know, I'll, for lack of a better term, the star of the show, but that just people gravitate to. Have you noticed that over the seasons, or is it usually a name that, you know, people know?
It's usually a little different for teams. I feel like there will definitely be times that kind of a quote-unquote no-name comes out and kind of becomes the star of our show and kind of really emerges as a star with the team. I think the one that comes to mind is Malcolm Rodriguez for the Lions, knowing that he was an undrafted linebacker. And I think by the end of when we were there, he was one of the highest-selling jerseys in the Lions pro shop. So I think that's really cool when we can kind of give added exposure to somebody. And I think as we saw in this past episode with Theo Benedet getting, you know, interview requests from people and having other random people reach out to him, you know, that's kind of a funny perk. I guess you can call it a perk that comes with the show and just the attention that it brings. But each team's a little different. I think like the Bucks, you know, Jameis and Gerald were by far the biggest personalities, biggest stars, and that was just a natural way of just kind of how their team was constructed. But it's a little different for each team.
Definitely makes sense. Pat Harris is with us, assistant director of HBO's Hard Knocks. I guess I'll leave you with this final question. This sort of goes back to just your time on the show in general. Is there something that maybe you did in the first few seasons or a way that you did things that you've maybe learned from and sort of, you know, adapted to how you either portray a certain storyline or just something in general that, you know, you really want to get across to the viewers that you maybe think has improved over the course of the different seasons?
That's a good one. I think one thing that we've been conscious of is trying to find different unique ways, but also just showing reality and not trying to take players certain places. I think that was something we did early in the show where if there's an iconic, you know, landmark or something, we would try to find a way to take them there. And it usually creates okay scenes, but for me, it's not as natural. So I think we try to just live in reality, live with things that guys are naturally doing throughout the show. So I think that's one thing we've been conscious of and in trying to find unique, entertaining ways to show that stuff. You know, I think I look back when we filmed Riley Bull in Tampa just going to get his laundry done. He's a rookie staying in a hotel. He has some non-football clothes and you just need to go do laundry. So, okay, well, that's a pretty boring task that everyone knows, but we found a unique way. You know, we can use our incredible cinematographers and audio operators to say, all right, let's make a really cool, you know, scene at a laundromat. So I think for us, it's just, yeah, it's continuing to try to find unique ways to tell, you know, the reality of what these guys are going through.
Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And it's, I mean, you know, when you look back at TV, I mean, Seinfeld, one of the best shows ever, is a show about nothing. So, yep. But if it feels organic, like you said, I really like that a lot, because if something feels forced, then it just doesn't seem the same, you know? So, as a football fan, as a viewer, I just like to thank you and your entire crew and staff for all the work that you put in. I think it's something that most fans, NFL fans and just football fans in general really look forward to every year. Pat Harris, Hard Knocks, check it out. HBO, Tuesdays. What time was it again?
It's at 8 Central.
All right. Thank you so much, Pat. We really appreciate the time.
Yep, not a problem. Appreciate you having me on.
That was Pat Harris. Make sure you check out Hard Knocks, Tuesdays, 8 p.m. Central. Daniel Ogden coming back to close it out here on Sports Byline Broadcast.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the Pharmacy Shop.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden in for Rick Tittle. Getting ready to close the hour out here. Just want to give a shout out and a thanks to JD Sharp's phone. That was a heck of an interview. Chef Charity Morgan, wish I had some more time with her. Sorry I had to cut you off. My bad. I'm sure you're not listening, so it doesn't matter. But apologies. And then really, really nice chat. Little Hard Knocks with Pat Harris there. I'd also like to give a shout out to all the servicemen and women listening around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Thank you for your service. And if you are overseas, make sure that you stay safe and you get home safe. And we thank you for everything that you do for us. Just kind of going through the rest of the NFL headlines here. Something interesting that I thought came across my feed. Gerard Mayo's message to players on fights in joint practice. If you are a starter and you fight, you are playing the entire preseason game. If you are a backup and you fight, you aren't playing in the preseason game at all. I'll just leave you with my thoughts on that. Stupid. I feel like fighting is part of training camp. He's a former player. I don't know how he doesn't understand that. And the Patriots look like they're off and well to being the Gus Bradley Jaguars. Thank you to everybody out there listening. Daniel Ogden, signing off for Rick Tittle. Everyone have a great rest of your day.